it's traffic, dude.
Dude, it's way too late for there to be traffic.
Yeah. There's never...
Not this hour.
We haven't hit traffic in a really long time, so they reopened those lanes up ahead here.
Yeah, it's been pretty solid most of the time here on the 101 southbound.
That's right, southbound. There was a cop on a bike.
We did just see a bike cop. We almost lost it.
Yeah, I had to play it real cool, let him know that I wasn't...
I may have shit myself just a little bit.
That doesn't really have anything to do with the cop, though, does it?
Nah, not really.
All right.
I just wanted to share. There's a book truck next to the car right now.
Yeah, bookmobile. It's got... What books are the kids into these days? Magic School Bus.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Clifford, still a huge hit.
Although these days, it's really just Drug Code.
Trying to get a little bit of that Big Red Dog.
A little Hair of the Dog.
I don't know that I'd call Hair of the Dog Drug Code.
Hair of the Big Red Dog.
Oh, Hair of the Big Red Dog. That's the story.
But you abbreviate it because otherwise people know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you have to encode the code.
Yeah, because the code is so common.
Why don't you just say, I'm trying to get some Clifford, and then imply that you mean the Martin Short movie.
I guess everyone is always trying to get some of that Clifford, the Martin Short movie.
Yeah.
But that's, again, a totally different drug code.
Tell him you're trying to
get... There's an entire Clifford-based drug code
system. Yo, man, I'm looking for some Jiminy Glick. What do you got?
Yeah, that'll put you on ice. That stuff. You don't want to mess with the
Fall asleep in the car and wake up in San Francisco and be like, what?
How did I get here?
What happened?
Whose car is this?
That was always the big story I heard in high school. There's a kid that he smoked ice and then got in a car, and the next thing he knew, he was in San Francisco. So we never smoked ice.
That's what was stopping you.
That's what was stopping me from smoking ice. No, I don't know. That's
kept you away from.
That was just. That was the only. That was the only story I ever heard about people smoking ice.
Also, out of light bulbs.
I never really got into the details. Heard about the details of how the ice was smoked.
No.
No.
I feel like I guess when they were calling it ice, I probably did not know about using light bulbs to smoke your amphetamines.
The Scholastic Bookmobile's letting cars in, doing all kinds of stuff.
And the kids on the bus or on the truck are all books!
Books!
Their hands all up in the air. They're all, I'm excited about books!
Ethnic diversity!
And my multi-ethnic friends, books!
Books! Magic School Bus! Clifford the Big Red Dog! We even got a red guy here! Clifford, what's cracking, son?
It's just like Cockney rhyming slang. It's just, you gotta... starts off as, looking for Clifford the Big Red Dog, and then eventually it's just Hair of the Dog.
That's not really, I don't know.
It's like Cockney Rhymes, in that it doesn't make any sense.
I think Jiminy Glick is a better
show. I agree.
Yeah.
That shit's hilarious.
Yo, son.
He talks to celebrities and says crazy things to them.
No, yeah, that's...
He's like an inoffensive Ali G.
Yeah. I don't ever actually watched it.
He had a movie.
Yeah, they made a movie out of it.
This car's trying to run into me.
Just like Ali G.
Indeed. Did you ever see the Ali G movie?
Nope. I've never seen Ali G. I always thought that he seemed totally lame. And after listening to him for like 5 or 6 seconds, I was like, I don't want to, this is not funny to me.
It's got its moments.
Yeah, it probably does, but...
I think all the Sacha Cohen stuff, like, the initial idea seems kind of stupid, but you give it a chance. There's some humor to be had there.
I never saw Borat.
Borat's pretty good. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
what kind of gross?
Like, naked men wrestling each other.
That ain't gross.
Sitting on each other's faces.
That's just Thursday.
Gross Americans.
Yeah. Well, that's why Sacha Baron Cohen's a culture warrior.
That's right.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly can go at it.
Culture jamming. What's going on at work today?
More E3 preparatory preparations.
Yeah, it seems like we're about booked up as far as our time goes.